Good morning, Mark Gross.
Morning, Bruce.
Now, can you just tell us what happened in the last 24 hours?
Gormal's on a tour with Missy Higgins, and he did a concert at the Palais last night. It was a fantastic concert. And after the show, I went out and hailed a taxi in St Kilda there and got the taxi driver to come down and pull up side of stage, the door from side of stage, and wait there. I went inside to grab Michael and Gormal, and Michael went out and stood next to the taxi and waited for Gormal to come out with his girlfriend Bronwyn, and he came out the side door. The taxi driver looked at him, said no, locked the car and drove off.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I was absolutely gobsmacked at
So
that.
just repeat that. He looked at Garamal, said no, locked the cab and drove off.
Yes, he refused to take the fare for whatever reason, is a mystery, but there's only one reason I can think of. But,
Why do you think he did it?
oh, well, he just looked at the colour of his skin and said, that's it.
So
I'm not taking.
it was racism.
I think so, yeah. There's no other explanation, Bruce. Michael stood next to the taxi with his hand on almost on the door handle, waiting for Gormal, who's it's a bit slower. He had to navigate a small passageway at the behind at the back of the palais, so he was a bit slower. And he said to Michael, "Rush out and hold it." And I'd already brought the taxi to the back door and asked him to wait, and he was waiting. And I went inside and told everyone the taxi was there, and Michael rushed out and stood next to it. And the minute Gormal and his partner Bronwyn came out the door, he looked at them, said no, and just drove off.
What was the, do you know the cab company?
No, I don't. They all look yellow to me, Bruce,
They are all yellow. That's the problem, yeah.
which is, and I actually went and approached another taxi driver and said, "How do I make a complaint?" And he said, "Well, what do you want to complain about?" And I said, I told him the story. He said, "Well, maybe there was another reason." I said, "What other reason could there be?"
And it wasn't a booked cab, so we can't trace
No,
it through the booking
it wasn't a
system.
booked cab, but surely the taxi company knows who was in St Kilda on 10:30 last night.
And what was Garimal's reaction?
Oh, well, like most Aboriginal people that we work with, they've experienced these things before, and they're less shocked than we are.
Has he
And
experienced it before?
oh yeah, absolutely,
Really, in Australia?
Every artist that we've worked with has experienced racism, and you just sit there absolutely heartbroken for them, and they seem to just go, "Oh well, it's just the way it is." And
And but how often does it take this form where people with cab drivers refuse to take the fare?
oh, it's happened a couple of times in Sydney, and it's happened in Darwin. He's landed at the airport in Darwin, and a taxi driver there has done the same thing and said, "No, I'm not taking him." And I've rung up in Darwin, and I shouldn't pick on poor old Darwin, but I've rung up for a taxi once in Darwin. This it was nothing to do with Gormal, but the driver said to me when he picked me up, because there was an Aboriginal person ahead of me, and he'd booked a taxi and I'd booked a taxi. And when the taxi came, I was a bit surprised that the old man's old Aboriginal man's taxi hadn't come. And the taxi driver said to me, "Oh no, I knew you were white. I could tell by your name." And I just went, "Oh jeez."
Can you describe the driver at all?
Well, interestingly, he was from the subcontinent, so that was a double shock to me to an Indian or Pakistani or driver to do that.
Yeah.
But the other driver that I spoke to was Indian driver, and I said, "How can that happen? How can it if someone do that? You guys must also suffer racism as well, and here it is being inflicted on someone who's done nothing to anybody." You can tell I'm just
Gobsmacked.
absolutely gobsmacked
Yeah.
by it. I just
Did you manage to get a ride eventually, Mark?
oh yeah, we did. I went back up and hailed another one, and that guy was more than happy to take the fare. So
Are you a Melbourne person?
no, well, I grew up in Geelong, so You know, but Michael's a Melbourne person, and you know, it was funny because Michael Honan, he's the plays in Gurumal's band and runs the business with me.
Well, listen, we'll get on to the Victorian Taxi Directorate and try to get to the bottom of this. And it's not my position to apologise, but as a Melbourne person, I'd like to do that and hope that Gurumal understands that this is just so not like Melbourne. So,
well, yeah, he loves Melbourne, Bruce, and you know, as I said, he just takes that sort of stuff in his stride, which he shouldn't have to take any stride at all.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in, Mark Gross, manager of Gurumal.